Luke chapter 6. Now it came to pass, on a high day Sabbath, that he was crossing through the cornfields, and his disciples were plucking ears of corn and eating them, rubbing them with their hands. And some of the Pharisees said to them, "Why are you doing what it is not permitted to do on the Sabbath days?" So Jesus replied to them and said, "Have you not read this? What David did when he was hungry, he and those with him, when he went into the house of God and took the showbread loaves and ate from them, and gave some to those who were with him as well, loaves which it is not permitted to eat, except for the priests alone." So he said to them, "The Son of Man is the Lord of the Sabbath as well." And it also came to pass, on another Sabbath, that he went into the synagogue and gave teaching, and there was a man there whose right hand was withered. The scribes and the Pharisees, however, watched carefully to see whether he would heal on the Sabbath, in order to find an accusation against him. But he knew their reasonings, and he said to the man who had a withered hand, "Get up and stand in full view." And he got up and stood there. So Jesus said to them, "I will ask you something. Is it permitted to do good or bad, to save life or to kill, on the Sabbath days?" Then he looked round at them all and said to him, "Stretch out your hand." So he did that, and his hand was restored as sound as the other one. But they were filled with senselessness, and they discussed with each other what they might do to Jesus. And it came to pass in those days that he went out to the mountain to pray, and he passed the night in prayer to God. Then when day came, he called his disciples and chose 12 of them, whom he also named apostles: Simon, whom he also named Peter, and Andrew, his brother, James and John, Philip and Bartholomew, Matthew and Thomas, James the son of Alphaeus, and Simon who was called the Zealot, Judas the son of James, and Judas Iscariot, who for his part became a traitor. Then he went down with them, and he stood in a place on the plain. And there was a crowd of his disciples, and a very large number of the people from the whole of Judea and Jerusalem, and the coastal area of Tyre and Sidon, who had come to hear him, and to be cured of their diseases. There were also those troubled by unclean spirits, and they were healed. And the whole crowd kept trying to touch him, because power would go out from him and cure everyone. Then he lifted up his eyes to his disciples and said, "Blessed are you poor, because yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are you who are hungry now, for you will be satisfied. Blessed are you who weep now, because you will laugh. Blessed are you when men hate you, and when they ostracize you, and reproach you, and reject your name as evil, on account of the Son of Man. Rejoice on that day, and leap for joy, for you will see that your reward is great in heaven. After all, their fathers acted along those lines towards the prophets. But woe to you who are rich, because you have your due consolation. Woe to you who have been filled, for you will be hungry. Woe to you who are laughing now, for you will mourn and weep. Woe when men speak well of you. After all, their fathers acted along those lines towards the false prophets. But I say to you who are listening, love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you. Pray for those who deal spitefully with you. To him who hits you on the cheek, offer the other one also. And from him who takes your coat, do not withhold your tunic either. And give to everyone who asks you. And do not ask for anything back from him who takes your goods. And as you would want men to do to you, do the same to them yourselves for your part. And if you love those who love you, what kind of graciousness is that to you? For even the sinners love those who love them. And if you do good to those who do good to you, what kind of graciousness is that to you? For even the sinners do the same. And if you lend things to those from whom you hope to get them back, what kind of graciousness is that to you? For even sinners lend to sinners on terms that they get the same things back. But love your enemies, and do good, and lend, not hoping for anything back, and your reward will be great, and you will be the sons of the Most High, for he is kind to the unthankful and wicked. So be compassionate, as your Father is compassionate for his part. And do not judge, and you will not be judged at all. Do not condemn, so that you will not be condemned at all. Acquit others, and you will be acquitted. Give, and you will be given. They will give you a good measure, compacted and shaken and overflowing in your bosom. For with the same measure with which you measure, it will be measured to you in turn. Then he told them a parable. Surely a blind man cannot guide a blind man. Will they not both fall into a pit? The disciple is not above his teacher, but each will be equipped like his teacher. And why do you look at the splinter in your brother's eye, but not notice the joist in your own eye? Or how can you say to your brother, "My brother, let me extract the splinter in your eye," not seeing the joist in your own eye yourself? You hypocrite, first extract the joist from your eye, and then you will see clearly to extract the splinter in your brother's eye. For there is no good tree which produces rotten fruit, nor is there a rotten tree which produces good fruit. For each tree is known by its own fruit. For one does not gather figs from thorn plants, nor does one harvest a bunch of grapes from a bramble bush. A good man produces what is good from the good store of his heart, whereas the wicked man produces wickedness from the wicked store of his heart. For his mouth speaks from the overflow of his heart. Why do you call me Lord, Lord, but do not do what I say? I will show you what everyone who comes to me and hears my words and does them is like. He is like a man who built a house, who dug and went deep and laid a foundation on rock. Then when a flood came, the river beat against that house, but it was not strong enough to shake it, for it had been founded on rock. But he who hears but does not do accordingly is like a man who built a house on the ground without a foundation, against which the river beat, so that it immediately collapsed, and the devastation of that house was severe.